Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wcno.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wcno.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. You know, today is September 11th when that tragedy struck America. And I'll never forget because I was new in this country. And then I saw the unity. I've never seen such unity in my life in any country, and I've traveled pretty extensively around the world in different places. I've been on 5 continents. And I saw a unity in this nation after those planes and that whole shenanigan thing went down. And I saw everybody talking to everybody. Didn't matter your color of your skin, didn't matter your gender, your age, didn't matter which political party you supported. It was one nation. Amen. I'd never seen anything like it in my life. I remember people waving flags out their cars, driving with flags in their car windows. I've never seen such unity. And I thought, oh my God, I have arrived at the land of the free and the brave and milk and honey. And that's what this nation can be. Amen. But the enemy understands there are ways to bring division. And he's extremely successful at bringing division. You know, and just to let you know, Pastor Adamel, his late wife, Cece, they honored her today in Fort Pierce because she was on one of the planes. She was a policewoman, and she was on one of the planes, the one that was heading out to Pennsylvania. And he was telling me the story a little earlier and how the plane turned around. And they believe it was coming back. I believe it was heading for the White House. I'm almost convinced. And how the people in the plane, his late wife included in that, rushed the terrorists and brought the plane down before it hit its target. Because they knew they were going to die. The terrorists. So they would have done everything to get to their target and not land on the ground, hit the ground down. And there were two planes that were sent to knock it out of the sky because they didn't have weapons on the two planes that went up. And they were told, you're going to have to just go kamikaze if that's the case. If it's getting to a place of destruction where it can be even worse, knock it down, give your life. But his ex-wife was on that plane. And there are heroes that we don't even know about in this nation. There are people that have lived and died to give their lives. They gave their lives that we could have freedom. And we're supposed to walk in unity. And you know, you saw it then. How many of you remember seeing unity in this nation? I mean, it was like one nation under God. Indivisible. I thought, you're kidding me. Really? Everybody. There was no political barriers. There was no racism. There was nothing like that. And it takes a tragedy for us to come together. How sad is that? I mean, isn't that sad? You look at families. Families, flesh and blood. It takes a funeral a lot of times for the family to come together. Why do we wait for a tragedy? Why don't we become united before the tragedy? Because when you're united, I guarantee you the tragedies will be cut down. A great percentage will not take place. Because when you're in unity, you will work together. Right now, the political situation, they're working against each other. Yes, yes. I mean, really? They're saying things against fellow human beings, all created in the image and likeness of God, and they bring in vile accusations, not even true half of the 90% of the time. Amen. That's not going to make this a strong, powerful nation that this nation should be. And thank God that this nation is here, because it stands with Israel. But we need to pray for unity in this land. Really, we need, you know, America, when America gets cold, the rest of the world sneezes. You understand? We are world leaders, this nation. Amen. And we need to pray, if you want to pray, I mean, for this nation to become united. Now we've got another tragedy that happened in the Bahamas. It's almost like another state. It's that close, right? Yes. It's like part of America. And our people are rallying together, trying to help again. But how quickly we forget. Amen. My prayer is that we remember and get into unity. Amen. We start becoming a unified nation once again. One nation under God. Amen. Not divisible. Indivisible. Amen. And let's stop the enemy. Don't allow him to get in with his lies and his wiles and his strategies and his slyness. Because he knows a nation divided against itself cannot stand. The Bible tells us that. So he strategizes and he plans to bring division. He brings it in churches. How many church splits have you seen? He will come through many different ways. He will bring ways by saying things like, they pray in tongues and it's not of God, and it'll bring division. You understand? He brings splits in families and homes. Because really, when the chips are down, you should stand with your brothers and sisters and your parents. I'm talking, you know, the same family members. But the devil, I know families, members have not spoken to each other for 30, 40 years. I had two brothers, twins, didn't speak to each other for 10 years, twins. The devil is very crafty and he brings us stuff. And we need to be a little bit more crafty than him. We need to be awake. Amen. And we need to recognize, that's why on Sundays we're teaching the roar of the enemy. Remember, he goes around like a roaring lion. Amen. Well, apparently that roar can deceive nations. Come on. You look at the nation of Germany at that time, how the roar telling one man, amen, that we need to exterminate all the Jewish people. Come on. That's right. Nations, by the look of things, and apparently can fall for that roar. I was in Africa. I had Idi Amin up the road. How many of you remember Idi Amin? Yes. I mean, he was just around the corner from me. There are nuts all over the show. And it's the roar of the lion. It's the enemy with his strategies and plans. And we need to pray that the United States of America stays united. It's called the United States. But really, when you look at it, it's called the divided states by the look of things. Amen. So we need to pray for this nation that we get back to a place of unity. Amen. Amen. Because the nation cannot stand when it's divided. It cannot. Amen. Amen. And the things that we're divided over, it's just insanity. Amen. Amen. Come on. So I implore you to pray for the United States of America that we would get united. Amen. And especially the churches. Let's wake up. Amen. What do they call this woke? I don't even know what it means. This woke number of people now. Whatever it means. Or they're waking up to something and it's just false anyway. Anyway, I wore different sleeves, you see, so I'll keep your attention. Because I know some of you are wondering, why are you doing that? I said, fuck like it. How's that pronounced? I fuck like it. Amen. Oh, God. So we've been talking about some stuff, and I just wanted to say that. I didn't know I was going to even get up here and say anything. But obviously, God wants us to get into unity. Amen. I mean, church splits, churches. People say, I'm a child of God. Stay away from me. I don't want to talk to you, and start speaking evil of another church, another person, a body of Christ. The Bible says that we're all one body. You may be a different part of the body, but you're one body. So when I bang my finger, this big finger, my whole body feels the pain.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
And then one of the body gets beat up badly by falling, doing the wrong thing. The rest of the body shoot them. That's not supposed to be the way. Jesus said, I'm coming back for a church that's full of faith. Not a splintered church. And we need to get the unity going. We need to start praying for unity and loving people. Even they may be different than we are.
Amen.
But there's no need to be a gossip. There's no reason to say things and ostracize.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm not going to say that's it and keep him away, because God will look at me and say, what are you doing? I told you to love your enemies, and this is a family member. You can't love that person. How can you love your enemy? And he said, the people will know you're my disciples. How? By the way you can preach, by the amount you give, by the doctorates and degrees that you got under your belt. No, my people will know that you are disciples of mine by the love you have for one another. I'm just saying. Amen. So I'll stop right there, and we're going to get on to faith and unbelief. Because I really, you know, want to get through this. And so we're talking about unbelief. And we looked at a few things, and we saw that it's not a lack of faith when we don't see things manifest in our lives. Because we spoke about that. Romans 12:3 says, unto every man and every woman has been given the measure of faith. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, the gift of God. Galatians 2:20 tells that we've been crucified together in the life we live now. We live by the faith of the Son of God. And then God said, if you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can cast mountains into the ocean. Right? So we know it's not a lack of faith. So if it's not a lack of faith that it is, then it must be the presence of unbelief. And we started looking at that, and we saw the disciples. Remember, Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration. And he had been there with his three disciples. And they came down, and they just experienced something immaculately glorious, right? And they, when they saw Moses and Jesus talking with them and everything happening up on that mountain. And they came down, and there was a man whose son had been vexed with a demonic spirit. And the disciples, when Jesus came down, the man came running to Jesus and said, can you cast out this demon? I went to your disciples and they couldn't do it. And Jesus then said, oh, okay, let me teach you how. He came at them. He said, you have little faith. How long must I suffer with you? How long must I be with you? In other words, you got the authority, you've seen it done, and you've done it.
Amen.
Because remember, he sent the 12 out. They came back rejoicing. The devils were being cast out. He sent the 70 out. They came back rejoicing, saying, even the demons are subject to us in your name. So they cast demons out. They'd done all this stuff. And yet John was one little boy that they couldn't get a demon out. I mean, go figure. And so we need to look at our own lives as well. Because there's times when our faith is not working. And their faith they had, but it wasn't working. And so then they come to Jesus, and the man says to Jesus, he says, can you cast him out? He says, can you believe? He said, yes. He said, then help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. And then the disciples got hold of Jesus afterwards and said, why could we not cast that demon out? And he said, this type goes out, he said, because of unbelief. And this type goes out by prayer and fasting. He wasn't saying that your unbelief goes by prayer and fasting. He said, the unbelief goes. When you pray and you get in touch with God, and God will come on the scene and the unbelief will disappear. He says, unbelief. They could not cast him out because of unbelief. And so why couldn't they do it when they were doing it to plenty others before that? It's because this was a big job. This wasn't just, I need 50 bucks. This was, I need 10,000. This was bigger, right? And so, because it was throwing him into the fire, it was throwing him into the water, it was trying to kill him many different ways. And that was a big problem. It wasn't the common cold, this was cancer.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest.